welcome back to Girl Talk, presented by Julie Land. I'm here with Mr. Richard Avery.
Good afternoon.
And my digital lover, Nikki Next.
Hello.
We're talking about webcams today and all forms of, I guess, digital sexual interaction.
There's a lot of different sites.
There are.
Different ways.
There are.
I know Serena's big on webcamming. I have yet to do it, but I'm thinking about it.
Don't hurt yourself thinking about it.
I have in the past.
I like it. I'm a big fan of MFC.
MFC? Why MFC?
Because it's free. I only look at it though, like honest.
It's economical.
I don't look at it as a sexual thing. I just look at it as an entertainment thing.
Definitely think a lot of the things I do are very non-sexual. Like I do tickling on my show, and people just like
they think it's watching.
Funny. Yeah. I mean, half of it's just me being an idiot.
How long have you been doing it?
5 years.
Wow,
pretty good.
When did you first decide to do this? Tell us the story how you got started.
I didn't decide to do webcamming at first. I really just like needed a job.
And did you start webcamming before you shot anything?
Yeah, so I went into the armory. I went into Kink with the intention of doing porn. And they said, well, why don't you try out this webcam site that we just started? And so I started with that. And then, I mean, it was within a month or two that I did my first shoot. But that's always been kind of my basis that I always go back to is webcamming, because that's what I started with.
And it's what you feel comfortable with?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I feel uncomfortable with other parts of this job.
But you've been doing it for a while, so
yeah.
you know
so how, like,
everything about it.
What advice, like... Because girls come to me all the time and ask me for advice about doing it. My thing is you got to stay consistent and you got to have a schedule and stick to it.
Yes. I mean, it's the market's so saturated right now. Like, I don't know if I would really advise anyone to start webcamming now. Yeah. Like, unless you already have a presence somewhere else.
And you do it on the side.
No, or not like even. You can't fucking webcam on. You can't do anything on the side and be successful at it.
Right.
Yeah, you can go. You could go on once every month or so, but don't expect to make money.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
But if you want to make money,
yeah,
you got to put in the time.
You have to.
Because I see girls on MFC that are on 7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
Wow.
And I'm just sitting there, just going, get outside, go outside.
Yeah. And that's a strategy too that webcam girls use is the longer they're on, the more people will see you, and that's a way to build a fan base if you don't already have it. So that is one thing. I mean, it's a big commitment, but you can just get on and be on for as long as you can.
So you started at Kink.
Started at Kink, and then
where did you go? How did you go like doing their stuff? Because I remember Kink Live and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did that fit your what I want to call flavor of stuff? Because you know they're kink.com, they're all this crazy stuff.
I hadn't really explored any of that of fetish stuff at that point. I wasn't like averse to it or anything. Yeah. Obviously, I thought it was fun and interesting, mostly talking to the clients and learning about their likes and dislikes, and then also having the staff there at Kink to help me navigate fetishes. And like, you know, back then there were only like 5 models, so they actually taught us how to tie rope and how to interact with clients on camera and be a tease and do various fetish things.
A lot of the guys that looked at all the Kink girls, most of them were really into fetish stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of it was also people who were already watching the kink.com footage. Like, and that was a big appeal, was that people would say, you know, we saw you in the scene, and then it was so great to see you live later in the week on the site.
Because they wanted something similar, a similar experience.
Yeah, they could get a similar experience. They could come on and ask me how my shoot was. You know, it's a very accessible means of...
Yeah. I think it's great for behind the scenes stuff, because viewers, like guys that watch it, they always wonder, like, oh, it'd be cool to talk to the girl and interact with her.
Yeah, it depends on the girl, though.
That's true. That's my sometimes problem.
Sometimes it wouldn't be cool.
I wish some of the girls sometimes would just not talk.
Sometimes it kills the fantasy.
It kills it big time. That's my biggest complaint, is like you see some hot girl and you're like, oh my God, she's amazing. And then she starts talking and you're like, oh, fuck.
But that was also something I got from starting at Kink Live, was like learning how to be kind of a character.
Right.
And I've never actually done that personally. Like, I'm always just pretty much myself, just maybe, you know, a couple notches more to the extreme when I'm on cam.
Yeah.
But I don't really fake a whole lot
of stuff. But not full on character. Because I know, like, some people are someone completely different.
Yeah. Right? And some people will do that too.
But it works for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, it's more like whatever's within your comfort zone.
So how do you go about, which sites are you on? Or you've been on different companies, right?
Yeah. Right now I'm working on Free Webcams.
Okay.
And
do they have a page for you? If I go there, do I have to search your name?
Profile.
Yeah, you can search my name and it'll be there. Or if I'm online, I'll be listed as one of the online models.
Do they have pages? Is it like freecams.com/Serena Blair?
Yeah, so it's freewebcams.com/profile/Serena Blair.
Okay.
Is what it'll be. But there's a lot of other sites. Chatterbait's really interesting because I feel like that one's geared more towards amateurs.
I've heard a lot of good things about Chatterbait.
It has a lot of features. Yeah. And their payout is pretty good. But again, that's another one similar to MFC that's just super, super, super saturated.
Right. I just do the math. Sometimes I just sit there and do the math. Like, any given time on MFC, there's never less than 1,000 girls on at a time. And I always say to myself, like, any given minute, there's got to be at least 12 to 1,500. And I go, if I just average it out at 1,500... that's one site with 1,500 people. So I'm
even at a low point in the day. It's yeah, still a lot.
And I start doing the math at how many websites are doing these things, and then how many girls. So I sit there and I think that any given minute of any given day, there's probably 50,000 girls online.
Right.
And that's just to me a low estimate too.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot to choose from.
Yeah, it is.
Woo.
Yeah.
All shapes and sizes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Yeah.
Is there any girl that you watch or have watched through the years that you like to watch?
Not anymore. I did watch, like, the other girls at Kink Live when I first started. Like, I watched Missy Minx, and I watched Aiden Sin, and who else was camming at the time? I don't think any of the girls,
but they,
except
that,
for Missy, is, at are that still
time,
around.
Yeah.
They didn't have that many at that time, right? It was only...
Right, and I didn't... I know MFC was around, but I just... I didn't do it. Wasn't really... I had way everything I needed at Kink.
But I think a lot, there's so many girls on my free cam, like I've kind of browsed it, but a lot of them just sit on their phone and not really do anything until someone brings them, tips them or brings them into a private show, but they just sit on their phone and don't do anything.
No.
Right? Don't you think that, like, you learn how to be more attentive?
But you have to, my thing is interact. you have to entertain.
Yeah.
You have to entertain people or they'll be bored.
Yes. Yes. yeah, I definitely do a lot more talking with my fans than some of the other girls do, but I also understand that perspective, and those are usually the girls that are on for 8 hours a day and they don't make very much money, so yeah. It's like I understand not wanting to waste your energy on somebody who's like, what's your favorite color
for 8 hours
someone who's like who clearly, like, because most sites will show you who has tokens and who doesn't, so you know who's worth your time. And it's always the ones
no
that don't.
No wonder nobody ever talks to me.
Yeah.
Because mine says I have like 9 tokens.
Yeah, you got to get off your phone, that's why. and you got to shake your butt some more.
Yeah.
So it's like, why are these grays talking to me? I only talk to blues.
So what's the weirdest question you've ever gotten? Or like... Ugh. Weirdest request that you just went block,
can't do it.
Ever get anything
whenever I get this a lot, which I hate. I get a lot of questions, do you ever fuck your horse?
Oh no.
And I'm like, first of all, she's a female, so whatever you're thinking is not that. Second of all, fuck you, block you,
don't ask me.
No, absolutely not. No. No, don't even go there.
Yeah. My relationship with my horse is about love. It's deeper than that.
We go out to dinner.
The
but some guys, do you get a lot of harassment? Like some guys just ask stuff like that
be annoying. And actually, one of the funny ones that I had kind of recently was I did a cooking show with Sasha Hart. And my cooking show is very different from other cam shows. It's very casual. I don't necessarily make as much money because I don't necessarily do as much explicit sexual stuff because I want it to be more of a chat show, more of a one-on-one with my fans.
And that's on my free cams?
No, that's on free webcams.
On free webcams.
Yeah. But I did one with Sasha once and we were just chatting and like having fun and being us and the guy was trying to troll us, but we were just, and my strategy now is to troll back because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And they're like, show us your boobs, BB. And I'm like, show us your tokens, BB.
That's smart.
So we just started trolling him back. And then after a while, he was like, you know what? I came on here to troll models, but now I'm having fun talking to you guys.
Oh, you railed him in.
So that's probably my favorite part about camming is getting people to do that. And I have gotten that sort of comment a lot where it's like, oh, I just thought you were going to be a stupid bimbo, but you're actually not.
Become a fan of you.
My advice to girls, my first and foremost advice, because like I said, girls have asked me a lot of times what to do or how to do it. And my thing is, first and foremost, I think number one, you got to be entertaining. Number two, got to be you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an idiot and then you're going to be an idiot, who wants to be around that? So personality is really important. Having fun, projecting mm-hmm. that. Even if you're sitting there waiting for people to sign on, you still got to, like, I don't know, you need to project like you're
having a little dance.
That you want to be there and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No dancing.
No, I know. I don't mean physically dance. I mean like teasing.
Yeah, but I just feel like you just have to be like you really want to be there. Gabby Paltrova does it a lot on My Free Cams and we talk all the time. And one day we were talking about, like, she was like, what can I do to get more, do more and this? And I just said, the one thing I do, I go, you just got to sit there and honestly look like you might be bored all out of hell because you've been inside all day, but you got to look like you're having a good time.
Yeah, I've started kind of gearing my shows almost more towards me than my fans because otherwise it's the same thing over and over and over again. Like I added a themed show to my schedule and I will do whatever theme you throw at me. Like I did Minions once and I made zero money that day. But everybody thought I looked really fucking cute.
Yeah.
It just wasn't boner inducing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, but
she got good comments out of it.
I still feel like that was a successful show for me because I had fun. I talked to a lot of people. I engaged a lot of people on Twitter.
Right.
Not every show has to be.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, that's a thing. I think it's a combination. You have to have, I always say, play the long game. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do a show that's more for promotional and marketing purposes and entertainment and for fun so that they can come back and see what you're going to do with the next one to make the money and da 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 da. You have to balance out the art and commerce side of things.
For sure.
And
you think ahead and you plan it out a little bit.
Does working with the company that you're working with now, do they help promote you when you're on, and do they participate in promotional side of shows?
Somewhat. I think most of those websites could do more to help their models, but they're not really in the position of doing any work.
Right.
They're just in the position of putting the platform up on the internet and letting the girls
do the work.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
So it really ends up being what you make it.
Right.
And you have to do your own marketing. You have to do your own everything.
Is the back end pretty easy to work? I've never seen it. Is the back end, like, I noticed, like, on My Free Cam, some girls have, like, multiple cams going and do all this stuff. And I kind of wonder always, what are they doing here?
All angles.
Yeah. There are some apps you can use that will allow you to stream to multiple cam sites at a time. Which I haven't done. I did try it once, but my computer wasn't powerful enough to really run it well.
I've seen a couple of girls do that.
And I refuse
to
decrease my video quality for that. Like, it's not worth it.
That's another thing, too, is I noticed, like, some girls have, like, really great quality, and then some girls have, like, crap. Now, I'm always
one or the other.
Is that camera or bandwidth we're talking, the problem?
Both.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Both. The first thing you need is a camera, and then, you know.
You don't just use the one on the computer?
No, I use a Logitech C90 is like the webcam girl webcam because it's one of the only HD webcams.
Oh, okay.
The see, only thing is it doesn't have pan, tilt, or zoom.
I see some girls that have stuff like that.
They do.
They get the deluxe version.
So they'll either be a lesser quality lens with those features. There is a conference cam that a lot of girls use, but I don't like it personally because I have to put it away from my monitor so it doesn't look like I'm talking to the person. So I like having my camera up on top of my monitor so
right.
I'm always looking at
exactly.
the camera.
Exactly.
And then there are some, the ones that they used to use at Kink originally were these like really high-tech HD security cameras that they had hooked up to their system and you could pan, tilt, and zoom all in HD and it was
I'm sure
incredible.
They spent money on serious cameras.
Oh, yeah. I've looked into them. Those cameras alone are at least $700. And then still I would need help like setting it up because I don't.
Yeah.
It was and then some hooking it up to the webcam software and.
But it would be high quality.
It would.
Is there any things that you want to do in the future with webcamming? Any shows or guests or sexual acts?
Do you do shows like holiday theme ish or like
the oh yeah well season themed? I mean those are all for my own entertainment really. But I really like doing the theme shows, honestly, because it actually gives me something to be excited about, like picking out an outfit and doing the.
Have you done
the
a Star Wars one?
Makeup. I did a Star Wars.
It's coming.
One with Vanessa Vera Cruz. We both dressed up as Princess Leia slaves. That was pretty epic.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
How come you're not doing a Valentine's one? Show?
Because I'm here.
Okay. All right.
That was like a month ago.
Oh, never mind. What about what
there was besides a camera? If there was like a starter kit that you would suggest, would you suggest buying something to start out?
Try to buy as little as possible because in the end you're gonna be buying everything.
Yeah.
Because
as you go,
then you'll always have that. You'll always have that mindset that I have. Oh, I can always buy underwear. Oh, it's a tax write off. Yeah. Oh, I right. need this makeup. And it is really, it ends up adding up all the things that you end up buying for
you
it.
You just kind of go as you go along, you see what you need and you buy it.
Yeah, but as far as like a starter kit, like, you know, you have to have a good computer. Something that's reasonably fast.
One that works.
One that works.
And you don't have to restart it every time.
Yeah. You do need internet.
Yeah.
Not dial-up?
No. You need a reasonably fast internet. It doesn't need to be the fastest, but it needs to be decent.
And what site would you recommend to start with if you were starting out?
Right now, if I had to pick a site to start with, I would start with Chatterbait.
Okay.
Because
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah, me too.
Because it is more geared towards amateurs. There's a lot of people who just get on there for fun because they're exhibitionists and they're not there to make money necessarily. And so, you know, if that's also if you don't already have some kind of following. If you're not already a porn star or, you know, you just want to make some extra money, I think that's probably a good place to start. MFC, I just feel like, is really saturated and also has more sort of quote-unquote professional cam girls on there.
It seems like it would be a little more frustrating. Like, if you were brand new and you
it's all going to be frustrating.
That's true.
But no like, matter what, that is the thing. You are not going to make money when you first start camming. You will not.
So don't count
no
on
one
it.
Likes you. No one will like
no
you.
No one knows you.
No one knows you. No one likes you. So
be realistic.
Even with my own following, switching cam sites is awful. It takes at least 3 months, if not more, to develop any kind of following on a specific website.
And that's doing it consistently in those 3
yes,
months.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's working your fucking ass off.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally. Literally. I think it was a lot easier for me when I first started at Kink because... just the way it was set up, and I was one of 5 models, you know. So
it also helps with having Kink,
and it helps. Yeah, it helped having Kink, obviously.
Affiliation, yeah.
I don't know how someone who, you know, some random girl on the street is like, I want to make some money on MFC. I don't know how she would do it. I don't know.
Because I hear girls say that now, even girls that aren't important or don't do any videos. I just want a webcam.
Well, there's a very common misconception that webcamming is just sitting on your ass. And then people throw money at you.
Yeah.
It, Right. Because I think some of them think that, that when they go on like 2 weeks in, they'll just get tipped like crazy and it'll just go,
go. I had one client who was like, well, I wish I had your job because you just do it whenever you want, right?
Yeah. And you make all this money.
I would love to just sit on my ass in my underwear and just talk to people and have them throw money at me. I'm like, do you have any fucking clue how tired I am at the end of the day? Like if you... You know, I wanted to reach through the camera there and strangle him.
You know how many
clothes
I've bought? How many trips I've made?
It's not even that. It's so much. It's so mentally and emotionally draining more than anything else. To be on, to be like just going, have to have more energy than any normal human being for those
life
hours.
In
yeah.
You got to try.
So, my question to you is this, speaking as the guy here, what would you recommend me to say or text a girl if I wanted to get her attention?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because I always like, I never say anything. I go on for 5 minutes. I see who's on.
And you just watch.
And I watch for like literally five minutes, not even 5 minutes. I don't have time. And then I watch and I go, there's like three girls that I think are super hot, but I never say a damn thing. I'm too stupid to say anything.
would you rather say something though?
And you don't want to say anything because you're just like, you know, hey, how you doing?
BB.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those girls that likes to talk, and I will talk to people who don't have tokens as long as they're polite. So definitely don't open with what can you put in your ass.
Something rude.
Or something sexual. Yeah. Or like make a demand, because that will get you banned instantly, because I don't have time to deal with that shit anymore. But yeah, just be normal. Like if you're there to have a I don't care if I'm not, you know, actively working with a client who's tipping me, I'd much rather have a conversation with somebody else than just sit there and like play with my hair. And if, you know, as long as it's a polite, respectful conversation that's interesting, and isn't, you know, degrading, then I'm all for it. You know, I have clients who I've had follow me for years, and haven't really ever tipped that much because they don't have a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
But they enjoy watching it. I still consider them assets because they help kind of moderate my show, and just kind of help keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't mind that as long as, you're just respectful and nice.
Always be nice.
Just be nice.
Just be nice.
All it is.
But the interaction is good, right?
So in other words, I should say like things like, so do you like anal, please?
No.
How many beads can you stick?
You might say, how's your day been? Or
how's the weather up there?
Yeah, some of them are a little asinine, but like the one that gets repetitive is like, what's your favorite color? Or like, what's your favorite position?
I know.
You know, just be normal.
I just
want
to ask like dumb questions. I just want to like ask dumb questions.
But random questions are way better
than
rude questions.
No, I just want to ask like dumb questions like,
what's your spirit animal?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, if you started,
if you ask that, that's not bad.
I want to ask like, so how many toes do you have?
Yeah. If you're just going to waste my time, I'm going to ignore you.
You better tip if you ask questions like that.
You either got to pay me or entertain me.
If you tip can I
send you a message like, so, hey, can you loan me $10,000? Would that be bad?
You got to tip me first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And watch all my private shows.
Yeah.
Are you on any other sites besides?
Right now I'm just doing
your main
webcams.
One. Just that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know now there's so many of them.
Yep, there's new ones all the time because people think it's like a big cash cow.
Video and texting and dream lover.
If you're the guy or the company that owns the webcam companies, it is a cash cow for them because ultimately they're just designing the software. I'm not talking millions, but I'm talking it's easy. Because once they devise a thing, they're not doing the work.
No, they are.
But they put the template up to start it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So they have to
And they take a lot.
They have to have server space.
Oh, I know that.
They have to have customer service staff. They have to have credit card processing.
Right.
Every year you have to pay Visa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
trust me, I do that
and
myself.
Then, yeah, no, I know you do. They don't really make as much as you would think.
No, I know that. That I know. I'm not. I don't think they make a lot. I'm just saying it's a lot easier than creating a site where you're filming scenes and putting up scenes and spending money on talent and so on and so forth. Basically, what they all, they're like, and they're just.
There was a lot of groundwork.
You know, they don't have to pay.
And then they just
you.
Let it go.
No, they don't have to pay for talent to make scenes and do so on and so forth. So they're just going to.
Yeah, once they deal with the upfront cost, pretty
right.
much. Like,
yeah.
But they do, there is an element of maintenance. Like if a site
of course,
doesn't have.
Any business does.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, but it's a lot easier than saying, oh, let's do a site with a bunch of scenes. We're going to shoot scenes all the time. Like, I still don't know as a business model how, you know, I can understand why Browsers is doing well and still relatively well and does their thing because they've been at it for years. But any new company that comes along and wants to do this is like, I'm just like, why? There's enough already.
I mean, unless someone came out with like a really amazing cam platform, because most of them, I'm not going to lie, are kind of shitty.
Yep.
And they fixed all the little bugs that it's wrong with the other sites.
No, if someone had a site that actually like was easy to use and easy to make money and actually had all the features that we as cam girls need, that would be a game changer. But as of right now, everybody's just trying to do the same thing. Everybody is just trying to make another webcam site or another white label site. Like they're all made by the same software developer.
Right.
There's really no difference.
It's the way it is.
Yeah, it is the way it is. There's
Stick
there's
with
a
what
lot.
You know.
There's just too much of it out there, though. There's too many girls out there. That's my biggest problem. There's just so much. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot to choose from, though. You can choose from so many.
Yeah, I know. It's too many. I always tell people, I just want like 3 choices and I'm good. And I'm good. Any more than that is too much.
It's too many. It hurts your brain.
So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You got to be unique. And
it's basically, I think the moral of the story is it's a lot harder than you think it is.
It is. Yeah. Basically. That is the moral of the story for sure.
Right?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I feel like I need to take a nap now after just like thinking about all of it.
It's like webcammy. Woo.
It's rough. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Now I may do it at some point in the future now. Thank you.
Good. Yeah.
Yes.
You can find out about my cam shows on my Twitter. I'm really good about posting when I'm on. My handle is Sexy Serena B, and you can also follow me on Instagram at the same name. And there's more info on my cam about my cam shows on my website at serenablair.com. And what about Nikki when she starts camming? Where are we gonna find out?
Well, after I watch your shows,
exactly.
You can find me on one of those pages. And you can also find me at iHeartNikki.com and Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next.
Awesome. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.